Here we go, here we go. Welcome to Police Pod Talk.
Whoop, whoop, it's the police.
Don't look in your rearview mirror. This podcast covers the latest police news, along with hitting the hot topics you've been talking about all week. I'm your host, Cleveland. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, folks, once again, welcome back to Police Pod Talk. Here we go with our once a month rewind with my brother Jeff. And we picked a topic. We told you about it last month. We picked a topic to talk about the January 6th Capitol riot. And we spoke to some people shortly after it happened. But Jeff and I want to rewind that again and see what shakes out of the trees when we talk about it. Jeff, say hey to the folks and you're up.
Top of the morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always morning time. Drinks are on the house.
Okay. Just get to it.
Well, it's multiple different things we're thinking about in regards to January 6th and looking at it from multiple different directions. But one piece that really hit home for me was when they were showing video and talking about what the folks on the other side, the different representatives, the police officers, the security that were in place, what they felt and how they felt and what they were thinking. That's something I want to touch on as well, is the thought process around that. And I also want to talk about a point of view that I have as it pertains to a what if. And the what if I'll get into in a minute, but I know you spoke to a few folks about this in the past, and if you can reach back in your memory banks and try to pull back and bring up some of the things that some of the other folks talked about, we can maybe jump off from that point.
Well, I can tell you right now, once it happened and it was fresh in everyone's mind and there was no one going to court, no one being held accountable for anything at that time, there was a lot of angry people. There's a lot of upset people about mm-hmm. the fact that this actually happened in the United States. This actually was being broadcast live. These things were going on. Threats were being made to the vice president, and things along that line. There was a lot of upset people at that time. Now that there have been different people going to court, different people being held accountable, now there's trials going on, and you know the big trial there in Georgia that's coming up here real mm-hmm. soon. All the things that are coming up around the election. I mean, there's a lot of people. Now, the other thing, too, there were people still on the other side saying, hey, this was okay. This was fine. It was all right to do this. He had a right to do it. You know, I don't know. I know what my opinion is, but I think you've got a different angle you want to talk about today, right?
Yeah, and again, I mentioned, you're correct. I mentioned a what if. So, in watching all of this unfold, you have to understand the entire United States was built off of a protest. You know, we didn't want to pay taxes to England anymore, so we fought, right? It's a protest. We protested against that. Then you start moving forward in history. You get to I'm a fast forward to the civil rights movement. I mean, that was a movement. We wanted civil rights. We wanted fair voting rights, everything mm-hmm. else. So you have a protest, you have a march, you are standing there with a protest, right, in the 60s, and then all right. these other things happen.
Right.
Then you look up, we have during the pandemic, you had a protest, if you were part of Black Lives Matters or not, you were protesting to the injustice things that were happening to black males, especially in the United States. So Colin Kaepernick took a knee, all these things are going on. And then you get to the election itself. And hey, if you agree with the president or not, this is one thing that I talk to people about. I'm kind of going off topic for a second. The office of the president of the United States, there's a level of respect you already have for the office, right? And if it's George W. Bush, if it's President Obama, if it's President Trump, if it's President Biden, you don't want them to fail. If you like them or not, if you agree with their policies or not, if you don't want them to fail, because if they fail in what they're trying to accomplish, as long as it's for the good of the people, then we're failing as a country. we have never elected a deity into office. There's no man walking the earth that's a deity. But somehow, some way, we get to a point where we look upon an individual as larger than the people. And as the office of the President of the United States, your job is to serve the people that you are leading. And to be a servant leader, you got to put all those people before you. Did not happen. Now, off my politics soapbox, it gets down to an election. We had an election. The guy lost. And even before the election, the President of the United States was saying, hey, we're going to send in the lawyers and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I don't even know what that even means. We're going to go recount, or are we going to fight or whatever else? But then everyone gets worked up like the election was stolen. Then you get to January 6th, and we're going to march down to the Capitol. What exactly was the purpose? If you're going to stand outside and protest, that's cool. You can do it all day. I'm down for a good protest. But when you raid the Capitol, when you force your way into the Capitol, that becomes, it's not an insurrection, that's a riot. Now, let me get to my what if. What if that was a bunch of black people or people of color pushing forward through the Capitol? Would we had the same result of them kicking in the doors, walking around, and people cowering back from them? No. In my opinion, I believe they would have rolled on that Capitol a lot tougher, and there would have been a larger measure of bullets flying, in my opinion. I just don't see where there's a good outcome when you have, because I've seen it already. I mean, if you go back to Selma, they're marching. No one has guns, but they get overrun by horses and whips and police officers with batons and guns and everything else. They didn't even have it, but these guys had guns. They had automatic rifles walking around on the Capitol, and nobody returned. Nobody, there was nothing done to the point where to push those folks back. That is the biggest issue I have is we have allowed someone to stir up a group of people to do something like this. And if in fact it were people of color, there wouldn't be no trials. There'd be funerals, in my opinion. So I'm gonna stop right there and see what you have to say.
So you believe, and I'm sure this is because we've kind of talked about this before, you believe a lot of it had to do with the color of the individuals who were doing the pushing and shoving and carrying the weapons.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. You believe it had a the color of the people who were carrying the weapons and doing the pushing of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot to do with them not getting any retaliation, not getting any support from the local authorities, not getting support from the army or whatever to make it stop.
I believe that. I believe there have been F-16s lighting that Capitol building up if it was people of color pushing forward into the Capitol.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, and I know that's a strong statement, but we watch it in Lansing. You see it all the time. And it. I don't understand how you can beat down a group of people marching across the bridge. I don't understand how, and even in it, look, you agree with Black Lives Matter or not. I don't understand how people can get tear gas thrown at them, all this stuff happened. But you got a group of people rolling up on the Capitol, climbing on the walls, busting through the doors, and now, mind you, I'm not blaming this on the police. I'm just saying that's the difference that I see.
Okay. So do you think the police were unprepared?
I don't know. I'm going to go back to Gavin DeBecker when he made this statement. This is long before the pandemic hit. And someone said in an article or some speech, we're not ready for a pandemic and we're not prepared. This was years ago, and Gavin DeBecker said, of course not. What do you think? We got beds and sitting in neighborhoods and in people's homes? No, we don't have hospital beds all over the place. No, we are not. Hospitals are not built to have a pandemic. So what I'm saying by that is I cannot tell you if they were prepared or not. I can't. But I can tell you they were probably prepared for the normal traffic and or what they were supposed to do versus having this happen.
Okay.
So should they have been prepared? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I didn't say should they have been prepared. I'm just saying.
Do you think they were prepared?
I think they were prepared for what they believed was going to happen.
And what do you believe they
just
believe
a simple march? The people would come there and they would stop at the little gates, mm-hmm. okay, and no one would push forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think after that, what surprises me is where was the help? Where was the help? Where was no one coming in from behind? Where's no one coming in from the backside to help support the officers that were in there? That's the thing that surprises me. Where did the help ever come from? They never got there.
Is there a preparedness plan for them to do something like it?
Even if it were just the guys on the Capitol there, and then you had local police show up, mm-hmm. you had the military show up, you had whoever show up, nobody ever showed up.
And where were they?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. But I bet you there've been some brothers running up on that Capitol steps. hey, Cleveland, you know, we laugh about this, but that is a reality in my mind if that's what would have happened.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I hear it and I've seen it too. I've seen exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I don't think it was a surprise to anybody that there was going to be a lot of people. And while there was a lot of people, where was the backup?
And also, too, is it's not like these guys were not hiding that they had automatic weapons and everything else.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
true. Yeah.
Let's not even call them automatic weapons. Let's call them semi-automatic weapons. Long guns. I mean, right?
Right.
They're walking around.
Right.
No one went through a metal detector. So there's probably small guns, too. My point of saying this is, the man stood, let me rephrase that, the President of the United States was right down the street rallying the troops. Let's go march on. They have plenty. I don't know how much time they had before people start rolling down the street. I don't know. But I do know this. From the time before the election and during the election, President Trump's administration was complaining. They count the votes and they certify the election at the same place every 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Capitol building.
Right.
They knew people were already fired up. So if they over-prepared and nobody showed up, okay, they wasted some time and money. But if they did prepare properly, they saw those satellites. You can't tell me they didn't see that coming. I believe we have some very smart people in law enforcement. You tell me, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, all I can say is I agree, because the outcome tells you they weren't prepared. The outcome tells you that.
No, they weren't.
Okay. And like I said, what you're seeing, the response to it, where was the response? And, I mean, yeah, like you said, if you agree or disagree with Black Lives Matter, they were more prepared for that on a march than they were for what was going on. On at the Capitol. Now, I've had people tell me, I've actually had friends of mine tell me that that wasn't a riot. They said, no, they said Black Lives Matter, all their marches were a riot. I said, I thought it was a march. I thought it was a protest. How did it turn? Well, that was a riot to them. Because there was a bunch of Black Lives Matter people walking. I said, well, when they were walking in the street, yeah, that's a riot. I said, so what do you call the thing at the Capitol?
Insurrection.
But then they want to say it was okay. I don't get how do you make that okay, but you won't make the other thing okay. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
You understand it.
Yeah,
you get
okay,
it.
I do.
You just don't want to say it. Go on. Say it. Say it.
No, what I'm saying is I don't understand how they can say one was worse than the other when they almost have it backwards. No,
you know exactly the answer to that. Look, and again, I'm not laying judgment here. I'm saying somebody's perspective is just that. It's they don't see both. If you have a riot, let's go back to Rodney King. Right?
Right.
Florence and Normandy. They were dragging people out of cars, beating people, burning stuff down. Yeah, some of that and let's make no mistake, I am not saying killing somebody is okay. But when you push people that, you slap people that many times, they're going to react, right?
Right.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that Florence and Normandy was worse than the Capitol? No.
No, I know. No. I agree with you.
Because the problem with the problem with those two things is justice was not served on Rodney King. You cannot tell me those guys should have gotten off, right? We watched a movie about it. We watched it happen.
Right.
And the people, the black people, we're being, it's, I mean, just not, just getting creamed. But you had a bunch of white people that had a choice. They didn't have to be there. Nobody, their deity didn't get done wrong. He didn't get beat. The president of the United States did not get beat down in the street. Did he?
No.
Okay. That's why they were there. No one can. You cannot tell me that he did not rile those folks up to go there. He can't tell me that. If he did, I would call him a liar to his face. He did it, but he wasn't beat down in the street. And then there's an article in the paper the other day that he said he feels like he's somebody in his group said it feels like he's being treated like young black man by the police.
Okay, wait a minute. Did he say that, or somebody said it for him
in his group? He might have said it. I wouldn't be surprised. There's an article I read. I'm like, okay, really? So, again, you keep saying you said this twice. I don't know how they can think that. You know exactly how they think that. Remember in Missouri, I was sitting with you having lunch, and you were working, and your coworkers over at the place you used to work at. I'm not going to name it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the guy said, the animals, this and that. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I remember that.
So now you want to equate that with, well, Black Lives Matter is worse.
No, okay. Wait.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying the person that said it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. They put people's lives in danger. The people on the other side of the doors, the senators and, the vice president of the United States, mm-hmm, all right. Those... So now you have these law enforcement agents inside the building and outside the building standing between these rioters and trying to get in the building. There's not enough of them.
Right. Yeah,
so it's not enough. Yeah, that. But guess what? They had to do that job. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted to be. So why didn't they just start shooting them? I'm asking the question. I'm not asking it in a mean, malice way. I'm asking a question. You got a gun. Just start picking two or three of them off. They're going to get the hint, and they're going to turn around and go the other way. Now, again, that is Jeffrey Inge talking. That is not you. This is me just – we're playing what if. Remember I said that.
Yeah. Well, in a situation like that, I can almost see where if one officer did start shooting, the other ones would have.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have taken one of them to do it, one of them to start it. And in that situation, if you're outnumbered, you're like, okay, if I start shooting, you see them with guns. They got them too. Mm-hmm. They had on the vest.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have taken was one to start. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they were fighting for their lives. I mean, they were. And I don't...
You guys pretty much say this to yourselves and in your head. I'm going home tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, I'm not advocating that they shoot people, right? I'm not saying that at all, but I'm asking a question because I do believe in my heart of hearts. If that was a bunch of brothers running up on the Capitol, Black Ops would have been up in there taking people out, Cleveland, and you know it.
Yeah, I can say I agree with that. Okay. I agree with it.
Okay. But again, how can anybody sit back and say that's not a riot? How can anybody sit back and say that was okay? And then again, scooping these people up, obviously you have to have the punishment fit to crime. I get all of that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in the car with you, if I'm in the car with you, you go up in the liquor store, cap up the guy working at the liquor store, shoot him up, steal the money, get back in the car with me. Am I an accessory to that crime? Somebody died in the commission of a crime, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to jail with you, right?
That's right.
So somebody died. People, a couple officers died. Doesn't matter if they died by suicide. It's a result of that crime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They had caused that, right? And I think an officer died there on the scene as well. Well, why aren't people just going? I mean, you got to get some years out of this. One guy gets 36 months. One guy gets 30 years. I mean, why is it different time? Why is it different time that people are getting?
Okay, that I cannot answer. I know they are getting something, but I cannot answer for who's getting what.
Okay, again, I'm in the car with you. Last time I checked, we was black. I'm going 30 deep, just like you are. And I don't understand it. So the what if that I'm playing here is the biggest issue I have with, one of the biggest issues I have is, I believe the response would have been much different. I don't even think they would have even gotten to the Capitol steps. That's just my opinion. And I'm guessing you're in Washington, D.C. You can roll some people quick in D.C. It's not like you're, you know, Frank and Bob's liquor store. Mm-hmm.
And you knew this event was going on. You knew it. Yeah.
It didn't
just, you know, spark up all of a sudden. Yeah.
It's not like a tornado that just shows up. It was a hurricane. You can see it coming. And they did. They saw it coming. They did nothing about it. So, because it was a bunch of white people, and mind you, there was one black dude in it too. God bless him. Did he just get lost? He got swept up in the crowd, I guess. He was walking by. Because it was, and this is, I mean, I can make this about race all day and whatever, but I'm just telling you from my opinion and my perspective is, and I know a lot of people are not going to like hearing me say this, is if it was a bunch of black dudes getting rallied up by President Obama, I'm just making that up, they wouldn't even have made it off the rally steps where he was at. They'd have shut him down.
Okay. No, here's the thing. Why would somebody be mad at you for saying that? Why do you feel someone would be mad at you? Because you said, I know a lot of people are going to be mad because I'm saying that. What do you think?
Some people might be mad at me for saying that.
But why? But why would you be mad?
Because there are people in my life I can have this conversation with. And they'll be like, okay, I see your point of view. Even if they agree with me or not,
right. We
will talk it out. But some people look at me and just, that's just make it about race. You're playing a black card. I'm like, I'm not playing any black card. I am telling you a factual thing. It happened. We've seen it happen. So it's a factual thing. And that is what I'm saying to you is, if in fact they were black guys rolling up on the Capitol, they would have F-16s just lighting that Capitol up. There'd be nothing but a bunch of funerals. Ain't nobody going to jail. They'd have been shooting at that time. Do you believe, let's play this game. Do you believe that when we talk about, a few months back, we talked about police officers being afraid. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the average, not the exceptional, not the low-end guy, we don't care about it, the average police officer, white officer, is more afraid of the black guy or the white guy?
Well, let me tell you this part first. Well, I'm going to say it's the black guy. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this. It has a lot to do with how you're trained.
You have to dig into that one.
Because even when I first come on, we were told, you know, it's funny how this worked. We were told that, okay, if you pull over a male Hispanic or someone from Mexico and they hand you their driver's license with a $20 bill attached to it. You're not supposed to get offended by that. You're supposed to understand that that's how they, the police officers are all dirty down there, and they feel they have to pay you off so they don't get in trouble. So don't take offense to that. If you have a Asian person and they're talking to you, or you're talking to them and they won't look you in the eye, don't get offended by that, because that's their culture and that's just the way they are. And they're not lying to you, you know, that kind of thing. And that, this was taught, I'm telling you. Then they come to, if you have a male black or anyone black and you're talking to them, you can always tell when they're lying to you because their lips are moving.
They said this.
They said this.
This is when you're rookie year.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, okay. In my mind, I'm going, well, how? And I'm like, okay, what is that supposed to mean? They're all liars. They probably stole something. They probably did something. This was just the way it was taught back then. Everybody else had a okay because this is their culture. But you can't trust that other guy because his lips are moving, okay? And as you got on the department, you start rolling around in the cars, you're being trained. And you were being trained that way. You saw some mistreatment and everything. Yes, it happened. It happened. Okay, and this was back when I come on. It happened. Is it still happening today? Probably. Okay, but I don't know. Are there some things happening to people that shouldn't be happening? Yes, it happens. So, asking the question, are they more afraid of a white person or a black person? It's a black person. I mean, no sense in acting like it's not. It is. And they'll say, well, when I pull a car over, I don't know if they're white or black. I get that. But when you get up there, all of a sudden things change.
Mm-hmm.
It changes because you have been taught that way. So that's just being honest. You asked me, so there. Yeah.
No, you gave me some background in it as well. Hey, look, you ever see the movie The Hate U Give?
Missed that one. I was probably watching something else, like Demolition Man. Okay, go on.
You probably were watching Demolition Man. It's in the same line as American Skin. You should watch the film.
Okay.
There's a part in there where it's all through the eyes of this teenage girl. And young lady, she's black. She has a couple of brothers. Her family live in this area, and he has an uncle who's a cop. You know who Common is, the rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. He plays a part as the uncle. And I can't tell you what happens, but she's asking him a question. She says, when you pull over a white guy, what do you say? He gave an answer. When you pull over a black guy, what do you say? It's a totally different answer. He's black.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say gave, I mean, there's credibility. I'm not saying I didn't believe you, but it's interesting that he gave that answer. Now, I don't know who wrote that scene. I don't know who wrote the movie, right? But I know Julia read the book first, and then she got the movie. Point is, when does it end? Because when you have a black officer pull over a black person, you get that same heightened feeling? I don't know. I don't know if you a cop. I mean, was y'all...
You get the feeling, and the feeling comes from, I don't know who or what's in this car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this person may be trying to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
So your feeling is the same. The more you pull people over, the more you interact with people, the mm-hmm. better you get at reading people.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point for me, it didn't bother me if you're black, white, Asian, or whatever. Okay, Hispanic. Because I was going off of body language. I think you learn that the more you make traffic stops. But if the first thing you do, if the person is not the same color of you, is all of a sudden you get so scared that you're reaching for your gun, that tells me you haven't interacted enough with people who don't look like you. So if you're a male black officer, you interact with a whole lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
of different colors
mm-hmm.
than you do if you're a white officer who's only working in a white area.
Yeah.
And once they run into that person that doesn't look like them, that's where they haven't taught themselves or they don't know how to de-escalate something or mm-hmm. how to look at something and say, okay, this is not a threat to me. This person is not a threat to me. They're not doing the things of a normal person in a traffic stop. The more you do, the more you learn, the better you get. Body movement, body language will tell you if the person is going to be a threat to you. People say, oh, it's too late, you didn't get it. You get about 2 seconds before you know you're about to be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And within that 2 seconds, you can quickly judge somebody if it's going to happen. White, black, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if your fear is and you're afraid right away because this person is not the same color as you, you got problems. There's going to be a whole delay before you realize, you mm-hmm. know, one, you're either in danger, or two, you're not in danger. Mm-hmm. It's going to take you too long to realize that. So, yeah. For me, I made a lot of traffic stops.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy doing it for the reason of they're breaking the law. And the public safety, mm-hmm. but I learned a lot. You learn a lot making traffic stops and not being surprised by the person's color when the window goes down,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're watching for keys mm-hmm. and indicators that'll tell you this person's going to hurt you or they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for those things.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answered that for you. I think it did.
No, you can't answer. The question is what it is, right? I mean... And people have to learn and do things. So, quick story. Do you remember years ago when you lived in your first house? It was summertime. You and I were sitting on your front porch. These two boys came through. We're driving down your street in a golf cart.
A golf cart. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I remember that.
Came by. You somehow did your thing, went out there and stopped them. Some stuff I'm going to leave out of this story. You call for backup, and some police officers showed up. Now, I'm standing out there with you for a good 3-4 minutes. No one's paying attention to me. Finally, and even to this day, deep down it burns, because I've had this happen to me before. There's a female officer, took her flashlight and flashed it in my face and said, "And who are you?" And you turned and said, "Oh, he's with me, he's fine." Having a light flash in my face, that's happened multiple times. So I'm driving home one day thinking about this, and I'm like, you know what? Do it again. I'm a criminal now. Do it again. Why would you put the light in my face and not where my hands are?
Yeah, I got you. I hear what you're saying.
And why is that? Why would you shine the light in my face? Is that taught?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
It's not taught. I don't care what I'm going to shoot you with my face. First of all, it's demeaning as hell. Let me just tell you that. And again, was that lady a racist? I don't know. I have no idea who she was. But it just dawned on me. First of all, I don't like it. Second of all,
you're shining the light in the wrong place, is what you're saying.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, I'm there for 3 or 4 minutes. No one even noticed me. Apparently, also, too, I'm not very memorable or whatever. But hey, look, let's wrap this thing up. Really, when I'm looking at all of this and I'm thinking about this insurrection, which is really a riot, and we have an individual that was president of the United States. I did not want the man to fail. I did not vote for him. I'm not going into politics. Liking him is not even on the table. It's a matter of respect. I have respect for the office of president. I just didn't have a whole lot of respect for how he did his thing. Coming down to January 6th, you lost. No one stole anything from you. We didn't. The election was not stolen. But why would you put something in motion that you have no control over? And lives were wrecked inside of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's responsible now?
I don't know. That's why they're going to court.
Well,
that's why they're going to court. That's all you can do. I mean, we know and we feel and we believe what we believe, but that's why they're going to court.
Yeah. Well,
that's really it. Okay.
we'll wrap this one up because all I can say is this. It feels like a free pass. That was 2021. It feels like a free pass. And what I don't understand is if I commit a crime, I'm hemmed up, locked up within 6 months. If I incite a riot, yeah, I'm going to jail. Again, on one of your podcasts, these laws are not written. They were written for rich people. Rich white Europeans. The laws are not written for us. So again, I'll go back to what our father told us. You got to work twice as hard. Jeez, oh, Pete's pop. I just don't have your work ethic, bro.
All right. What is next month? We're going to be going in next month. What are we bringing up? You don't have it down. All right. That's okay. That's all right, folks. Jeff will be with us every once a month. He'll be coming up with something. We'll discuss it. And you always know how to respond. You got the email address. You got stuff on Facebook. You can respond. And if it's something that you want him to talk more about or you want to comment on, hey, we'll take the comments and we'll try to answer them for you and see what's going on. But we always appreciate you listening to the Police Pod Talk, and we will catch you on our regular Mondays, and we'll catch you with Jeff next month.
Thanks again for hanging out with us. Remember, you can always go to policepodtalk@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at Cleveland Junior or Police Pod Talk. Thanks again. We'll see you next week.